Hey everyone, thank you all so much for tuning in to season 2 of Kid Socks and Motherhood with myself, Vesta, and my lovely co-host, Kelly.
Hey y'all.
We are super excited for season 2. You guys, we want to say thank you all so much for just riding the wave with us. Like we always say, season 1 was amazing. The feedback, the engagement, you all have definitely helped us build an amazing community. And Kelly and I are extremely excited and looking forward to what season 2 has to bring. So Kelly, I am just like, I'm in awe. Like we are on season 2 of Kid Socks and Motherhood. And just to think that maybe, you know, 7 or 8 months ago, this was just a thought, you know?
Most definitely.
This journey has been, it's been really encouraging. I don't know about Kelly, but for myself, it's been really encouraging to just kind of step outside of my comfort zone and explore just creativity in a different aspect, if you ask me. But like I said, this is season 2. For those of you that are new to our podcast, Kid Socks and Motherhood, we want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you all so much for choosing to take the time to tune in, to listen, to engage. If you haven't checked us out already, we are on all the major podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, Google Play, Google Podcasts. You name it, we are on there. So please feel free to check us out. So today, Kelly and I are going to do an episode that we would like to call Boom 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 Boom.
Well, just coping with COVID, you know, you got to think, Dustin and I are stay-at-home moms already. And so for us, and we were just discussing this, a few weeks ago, that our roles have increased as stay-at-home moms during this period of time. Our typical day-to-day operations have definitely, they're more intense, I would just have to say, when it comes to how things are looking. So we definitely want to do a check-in with each other to see how everyone is just like coping through this time, because not everybody is accustomed to being at home. You know, the 24/7, that's what it feels like when you're staying home, like you're there 24/7. Not everybody is accustomed to that. Not everybody is accustomed to, you know, homeschooling their children or, you know, being that super, super support system to a spouse that may be out of work. All those different things. Like, this is the stuff that for us it is kind of somewhat of the norm, but it intensified. I would say probably times 100 during this time. So we were like, you know, let's just check in with each other, and that way we can bring upon you guys to be able to check in with us as well, just to see how you guys are coping. Because now we're, you know, pretty much for everyone, we're a little over a month in, you know, when it comes to things being changed and shut down. And we just want to see and just make sure that you are getting your support, your wellness, your mental health, everything in this aspect being taken care of. So I'll just kind of jump in and just say how I've been managing and doing with all of this. As you guys very well know, Kid Socks and Motherhood was just an amazing idea that we're like, yes, let's do this. In the midst of Kid Socks and Motherhood starting up, that's when I also found out I was pregnant with the baby number 3. So it's been a journey. It has been a journey to grow Kid Socks and Motherhood, and also for me to grow a life within me. So that, I will have to say, has brought within its own set of concerns, because I am getting very close to delivery. So keep it in mind for me, even though I'm doing home delivery, I will say even going to get my care has been different, and it's kind of mind-boggling to where I have to mentally prepare myself for just going out, because you have so many people that, you know, you just don't know. You know, they're just out and about, that you don't have any idea what's going on, and you're trying to keep yourself healthy, keep yourself safe, because I'm carrying life inside of me. I don't even, you know, now with the kids, I don't even care for them to really leave the house. we might go for a ride and they stay inside the car. Mm-hmm. And we don't, you know, that's the most that we might do. Like, and that might be once every week and a half or so, because that's just, they're little people. And we, you know, we know for a fact that something were to happen, they'll be okay. But it's just, we only want to take that chance. So I would say for me as a mom, it's kind of, you're juggling more. So I'm always trying to counterbalance, keep myself mentally stable, because of the work that I do already perform takes on a lot. And, you know, talking with good girlfriends, you know, meditating, finding all those things, I would say helps me right now to stay sane. I'll put it that way, Vesta. Mm-hmm. Because the outlets that we used to have, we don't have those anymore. It's like they've really been snatched away. And I know you can definitely relate to this, because you and Eli had like a really, really great schedule. And I don't want to over talk that, but I'm going to let you definitely jump in here. But that little piece of like being able to go to the park and you're not able to go to the park, that has a toll. It really does take a toll.
And it does.
Vesta, I'm curious for you, because Eli right now, he's the only child and it's just you and him and dad. How has that been for you guys? Because I know at least my little ones have each other, so I can kind of get a little bit of like, you guys go play with your sibling.
Right.
But then you also be like, okay, both of y'all a little too quiet. So then you got to go check and be like, what y'all really doing? you know, those type of things. You know, they get into stuff. Been and built a whole tower out of soup cans. And you'd be like, wait, stop.
But not soup cans.
How are you guys managing, you know, with Eli being an only sibling right now, and he's at home with both mom and dad?
You know, we've had several discussions about this, and you know, prior to you know, this pandemic, I was always joking with my husband, hey, let's go ahead and work on baby number two. And then when he'll call my bluff, and I'm like, no, I'm not ready. But this pandemic, as far as Eli being the only child, it's been difficult, you know. In little ways, though, because like you said, with our outside activities being limited or restricted, like pretty much we're in the house, but we'll go for, you know, a walk at a very low-key park that's, you know, not a lot of people. But we are constantly, you know, entertaining him. Of course, prior to, you know, we had a little schedule that we were following. But since we can't like go outside and go to the park and go to the library or have play dates, it's like, okay, well, what else can I do? So I found myself, you know, looking up YouTube videos to see maybe what are some child-friendly, toddler-friendly experiments we can do. I know Eli is very hands-on. He likes to, you know, see how things work. He likes experiments. So I've been doing a lot of YouTube videos. Maybe, like I said, go outside for a hot second and let him ride on his scooter just to get some fresh air and run around, because, of course, kids need that playtime or whatnot. Video chatting some of his toddler friends, just anything to just keep his attention from destroying the house.
Seriously.
Or whatnot. But it has. And like you said, even though we've been stay-at-home moms, this is an extreme level. And so for those who, disclaimer, for those who have maybe thought about becoming a stay-at-home mom, this is not how it is. Okay.
No.
For those of you who have thought about homeschooling, okay, this is not how it is. And I love an article I came across that said pretty much, this is not homeschooling, this is crisis schooling.
Yes.
And I truly believe that, even though Eli, you know, isn't officially registered as a homeschool student yet, because he's not of age, you know, like I said, as a stay-at-home mom, I've been, you know, unofficially homeschooling him or whatnot. And it's not just being stuck in the house all day. That is not what stay-at-home moms and homeschooling moms do. We too are feeling the effects of, like Kelly said, this COVID crisis. Because we can't go anywhere, we can't do anything. Some of our resources that we depend on that are in the community are off limits right now. So we've ourselves have had to find creative ways to cope and creative ways to keep our little ones entertained and engaged. And of course, they don't know what's going on. You know, I remember the other day we were headed to the park and I said, Eli, you want to go to the park? And this was just to walk. But he started mentioning like the slides and the swings. And I feel bad because he can't go on them. You know, everything is blocked off. And so he doesn't understand that. So, you know, it's been difficult, but we've been managing. In the beginning, I could say my anxiety was pretty high because it's like, you know, you hear the news, you hear what's going on social media. And I've just learned to filter, you know, what I take in. Yeah. So that, you know, I don't cause more stress or, you know, worry or anxiety on myself than need be.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with you on that statement. It's to the point now that even with, like you said, the filtering on social media, I don't even get involved in it too much more, you know, really at this time. The only thing I kind of keep up with is the stay-at-home orders, you know, things like that, because it was here where I'm at until the end of this month, and then it got moved to the middle of the month. I believe it did that for you guys too. So that's the stuff I'm keeping up with, and that way, you know, just the whole shebang of like the ways of people that do go out, and just that's the only thing. Other than that, I'm like trying not to, like you said, keep myself too involved with that, because it's stressful. It really is stressful trying to, you're reading all these different articles and how everything changes every so often. So when it first happens, like you're taking in all this information, nowhere was I afraid or fear-based or anything of that nature. It was just, I just felt as if it was trying to create that factor for a lot of people. And I refused to be a part of that. So again, coping for me was like, you know, meditating on, you know, things to do with my family, how to have a successful day with the kids, how to support my significant other who still, you know, works outside of the home, and support myself who I work inside of the home. So it's just all those different factors that kind of come into play. And also with the kids, like, you know, coming, like you said, coming up with those creative activities, because I find myself, you know, especially with coming up on end of pregnancy, because, you know, I only have like less than 2, maybe 3 weeks before baby comes. So it's just like spending time with my two before my two become three. That has been a blast, you know, being able to kind of slow down, because I, you know, I did find myself before all this happened moving at like a rapid pace in a sense. And then when it happened, it was like I was moving faster. So now it's like being able to slow down, really embrace the moment, because you just never know what's going to happen within the next hour. And just all those different things. But moms out there, moms and dad, I really encourage you all to find that support that you need from, I don't know if it's a significant other, a family member, a therapist, just somebody that you can just check in with and talk to, because we don't want you out here doing this stuff by yourself. Exactly. We just know what we go through on a regular basis with being moms and having significant others and having all these duties that we already, you know, naturally have. So we just encourage you guys to just seek that support, because it's so needed. Mm-hmm. But same time, Vesta, I'm curious if you had the opportunity to see like any benefits of this situation.
Yeah, I actually have. For me personally, one of the things that I was just reflecting on was just the downtime that my family has right now. Unfortunately, my husband was one of those that was affected with the job situation. But at the same time, it's allowed us to spend more time together. Because prior to his hours, you know, were like super crazy. So right now with him, you know, being here with us, it's been fun. it's been fun too, because, you know, I can share that burden right now. Well, I won't say a burden. I can share the the responsibility of Eli in entertaining him. You know, we have that together, and we rotate or we are, you know, do like a family activity, or whatnot. Just being able to connect with friends who I would normally, you know, see on a irregular basis, but now we've really taken the initiative to stay connected through technology. So that's been a good initiation or whatnot. And just really like looking at it as almost like a blessing in disguise for some people who are constantly on the go. Like life can be really demanding. And I remember maybe like a week or two ago, I don't know if it was an article or a post I read from someone, and they were just so appreciative of this downtime for their kids. And they didn't realize how much time they spend away from their children, you know, with work and school and daycare and everything. So that's been like the biggest benefit factor I've seen, you know, for myself and, you know, other parents or whatnot. But ultimately, I don't know. I really don't know how to feel about it. It's like a, like you said, it's a, this new normal. It came so fast. It really came so fast. And so for the most part, I'll be, you know, just glad when it's over with. But, you know, with just taking the precautions to stay healthy, I'm thankful that my family's healthy. You know, my husband's healthy. And I just continue to pray for those who, you know, do have loved ones who are out in the field or whatnot. And let's shout out all the essential workers. You guys are essential workers. Thank you so much. From the bottom of our hearts, you know, doctors, nurses, first responders, bankers, cashiers, clerks, everyone who stocks the groceries, delivery people, pharmacies, every essential worker, janitors, sanitation engineers, you guys are the real MVPs. Thank you all so much for just being on the front line and helping us, you know, get through this time.
Most definitely. Because I definitely, you know, you see the, you know, the looks on their face, you know, and they do it with a purpose. You know, a lot of them, you know, keep the smile and things like that. And I know you guys are not appreciated enough. And I just want to just, again, piggyback on Vesta and just say thank you all so much, because I tell you, you guys have made it easy for me, because especially you delivery drivers, because I do not go anywhere. After, you know, just because of the pregnancy, the hustle and bustle of being out, I just choose not to. And I appreciate, you know, all of you individuals who are still out there working those front lines, you know, taking this risk and just all those different things. And and shout out to your families for supporting you as well. So but yeah, that's the big thing there. But I will say, just to kind of wrap it up, again, I encourage you all to seek out support if you're in need of it. You do not have to be in this by yourself. If you all want to chat with us, you can feel free. We have our email, twomoms@ksam.info, or feel free to shoot us a shout out or like a post on our Instagram handle at KSA_motherhood. We definitely talk back. We love to read. That's what we on the regular basis. We're always reading something. But yeah, feel free to use us as a sounding board if need be. That's what we're here for. Again, this is Kelly signing off. Thank you all for being present with us for episode 1 of season 2. Woohoo! Peace, love, and happiness. Any final words for you, Vesta?
No, pretty much everything that you said. Remember, everybody, stay safe, practice social distancing, you know, build that community, even with the technology that we have. Like Kelly said, reach out to us, build your online community. We're here to listen. If you need creative ideas, we can kind of tell you some of the things that we do with our little ones. Just make sure that you are just taking the time to just really cope and deal with, you know, how you're feeling. And like she said, whether it be a significant other, a therapist, just make sure you are taking care of yourself, mind, body, and spirit. So once again, thank you all so much for tuning in to season 2 of Kids, Socks, and Motherhood. We're super excited for you know, just upcoming episodes and more conversations about motherhood, life, friendships, babies, pregnancy, breastfeeding, you name it, we are going to talk about it. So you guys, thank you all so much. And until next time.